Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler will join us here in just a moment. He's going to recap those futures for us. It's coming up when we come back right after this.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
The Steffes Group is conducting a timed online auction for P&K equipment in Enid, Oklahoma. The closing date is May 5th, with a preview on May 4th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This huge online auction features tractors, combines, sprayers, mowers, balers, and much more. Get 10% off on all in-stock and stock-ordered parts on May 4th. P&K equipment is offering a JD financing rate of 3.9% on all purchased auction items to pre-qualified buyers. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on the P&K equipment online auction May 5th in Enid. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, take a look at our livestock futures here this morning. Our cattle futures coming off a pretty decent day yesterday.
Yes, it did, Dave. We did see upside yesterday, but we're also continuing this trend that's been going on for at least a month now of up and down trading in our cattle complex. A few sessions one way, then back a few sessions the next direction. And yesterday, after seeing that downside on Monday, managed to close higher yesterday. So nothing's changed out there. We're still lacking any fresh news yesterday or today even. Trading was most on the technical side. We also did see the lean hogs close positive yesterday. Choice box beef was up 83 cents. Select boxes were unchanged. Total movement of 153 loads. Daily cattle kill estimated 105,000 head. The cash feeder index was up 55 cents. On the close yesterday, June cattle 85 cents higher. May feeders up 95 and June lean hogs 50 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk about the grains here a little bit. And as far as the wheat futures are concerned, a bit of a turnaround yesterday. After starting not so great, they ended up finishing on the higher side.
That's exactly right. We did start, as Dave said, not so great. Early session yesterday, the wheat futures made new contract lows, both Kansas City and Chicago. Corn made another round of new lows for 2015. But then we turned the markets around, and we saw the wheat and the soybeans close positive. Corn was holding positive till about the end of the session when they started selling off, and they closed slightly on the negative side. There was no big news yesterday because that turnaround seemed to be more technical in action. Keep in mind, wheat is at price levels now we have not seen since 2010, and the funds are holding record net short positions in Chicago wheat. At the moment, we are looking at July KC wheat, a penny and three quarters higher. July corn's up 2 cents this morning. July soybeans down a penny and a half. July cotton down 6 points. June crude oil, 19 cents lower. We're looking at the June dollar index down 14 cents. And June Dow Jones futures trading 75 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow and look forward to that, as we always do. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.